following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawn and garden battery starting at $21.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24-7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein is in as my co-host today. We are going to be talking with Jim Holton, the Tri-City Storm head coach. We're going to be talking with the head baseball coach at the Citadel, Fred Jordan. We'll talk about that because their baseball team is going to host Nebraska this weekend. They have been very tough in the conference, and Citadel, a power out of South Carolina, Charleston. So we'll talk with the longtime head coach about that. Okay, there's like three things that have happened here in the last like 30 seconds, Monty, that have made me just shake my head.
Your head's spinning. I can see it.
I was going to have enough problem talking about basketball from last night.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two things that are right up front. So the first thing is...
breaking news? Do we have breaking news?
No, there's no breaking news. The breaking news is that a computer never works when you want it to work. That's what happens. That's one of the things out there that never, ever seems to happen or work when you want it to. But now pop this up here. As we get ready for the show, here's the last commercial that played on our radio station.
Okay.
Good. O'Reilly.
The weather's getting warmer. And
what? What? Where?
Is that what's throwing you in a tizzy? Is
the, O'Reilly's. No. You now automatically fire your advertising firm. What?
They had set that up in the winter, and they said, you know what? By the end of February, it's going to start getting warmer, so let's go ahead and run that one.
I know how much you appreciate vulgarity on the radio, but so I will refrain.
Yeah, it's me.
Are you kidding me? And then I have had to clear my schedule. I hope I can get to the basketball games in time tonight, because here's something I know that even you don't know, Monty, because the NCAA at 4 o'clock Central Time this afternoon, mm-hmm. I will be riveted to NCAA.com to watch the NCAA Rifle Selection Show. Where will Nebraska be competing in the NCAA rifle tournament?
I was contacted. I think I'm a rifle insider, and I think I'm going to be on that show and talking about the different calibers this year, as well as the lack of caffeine in their system, because, you know, caffeine in the rifleman system is a bad thing.
Who do you think is Joe Lenardi's you know, who's he tutoring here on rifle bracketology?
I'm going with all the academies, wouldn't you? Don't you think maybe Army is pretty good?
You know, it's not.
I don't
like,
know.
It's not like
they being, better be pretty good.
It's not like being on the basketball committee. If you get left off, what do? Throw a basketball at you? Hey, you screw up on the rifle committee, you're going to need some new tires, and there might be an even there could be some problems.
Rifle selection show. All right, set the DVR. I'm in.
There is man. You know, once again, I don't say everything that comes to my mind.
Good.
One of them just came in, and then it hit the roadblock, and it just stopped right there. Maybe I'll share it off.
What else? Off air. What else are we talking about?
Well, let's talk basketball. The Nebraska women have a big game tonight, and if we have time, we'll hear Connie Yori. The whole press conference basically yesterday was about Jordan Hooper's senior night tonight, and of course it should be. She'll be honored after the game tonight. Illinois is not a good girls' basketball, women's basketball team that comes in tonight, so hopefully Nebraska handles it and you can have that celebration like you want it to, so you can take Hooper out of the game with whatever time's left, and you've got a comfortable lead. And everybody likes to have that, but it doesn't necessarily always happen that way.
Senior nights are weird because they're so emotional, and you know, a lot of times they start just seniors, you know, so the starting lineup sometimes a little bit different, so the rotation is a little bit different. I don't know if Connie Yori does that all the time, but and with Jordan Hooper, she deserves all the accolades that are due to her and given to her, but yeah, they're always kind of weird. Senior nights, whether it be in high school, whether it be in college, are usually a strange setup. So you want it to end right for them, certainly.
And the Nebraska men, as I watched the game last night, I guess, again, I'm just not surprised. You know they're not going to run the table. They are going to lose one of these games. And the Illinois game was definitely right there for them to be defeated in, and they were. They got outplayed last night. They turned the ball over multiple times. The ball wasn't going in the hoop. It was almost surprising that the game was as close as it ended up being.
Their margin for victory is pretty small. And when they're going to shoot like that, they aren't going to win. When they aren't not going to get 50-50 balls, they're going to lose. When Pettaway goes 5 for 18, they're going to lose. You know, we were talking about this off air, though. Is it a bad loss? They were. What kills me about Nebraska fans, football, basketball, whatever, is they just love when things are going bad, they just love piling on. When things are going good, they just love jumping on it, right? So all we've heard all week.
I think everybody's like that, not just Nebraska
fans. Yeah, that's probably true.
Not just Nebraska.
That's probably true. But everybody's talking about the big dance, and it's fun to speculate at this time of the year, and that's great. But the bottom line is they were underdogs last night. How many people knew that?
Oh, yeah. Illinois favored by 4, went to 3 during the day.
Yeah, I mean, so they weren't expected to win. We all hoped they'd win. So is that a bad loss?
It is, because I think it's even going to be tougher to win at Indiana. You know, if you were trying to get into the tournament, which, again, I said on the show, I just don't think is going to happen. I mean, this is great what's going on, and maybe even what's better, and you'll hear this if they go to the NIT. Okay, this is what you're going to hear. Nebraska's got a chance to make a run in the NIT.
Blah. I cannot get excited about the NIT.
You go one and done. But let's put it in perspective, though, Monty. You go one and done, and you get shipped to wherever, someplace that no Nebraska fan can legitimately get to and watch a basketball game anyway. Let's say it's somewhere in the East where we all know what airline tickets are like, and all of a sudden you got to make them a week ahead of time. It's impossible to even go watch the basketball game, and you're one and done. You go in as an 11 seed and 10 seed, whatever they may be, and you get bounced right away. Or we hearken back to the days when the NIT was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they play all their games at Pinnacle Bank Arena because you know it's going to sell out, and that's all the NIT cares about. So they give Nebraska a decent seed. Because now it's not just that way the high seed gets to host. So they give Nebraska a decent seed, and you get a chance to maybe go all the way to New York City, play on national television in the NIT Final Four. I know this is a whole lot of infinite thinking.
So are we playing what would you rather? Is that what we're playing?
No.
Because, I mean, that's a good point. Would you rather eke into the tournament
get beat by 10, 12 in the first round of the NCAA game, or would you rather make that run that you're talking about to New York City and get to the semifinals of the NIT? Would you rather?
The whole point there is how deep the NIT run is. I think if you go one and done in the NCAA and you go 3-1 in the NIT, make it to New York, lose in the national semifinals, I don't see a darn bit of difference as far as momentum. I think it's all equal.
I will.
I mean, yes, it's NCAA, yeah. And that's what you say when you recruit. Hey, in the second year, we made the NCAA. Look at that. You can still, all you'll leave out is, hey, we won, you know, 12 of our last 16 games. We are set. We got everybody back for next year. I mean, imagine what you can do if you come to our program. Here's our facilities. We sell out. It's Lincoln, Nebraska. We sell out. You get the best academics in the country, you know, whatever context you want to put that in. I just don't see this year. I mean, going to the NIT 6 weeks ago, nobody was even talking about that.
Right.
So
I'll take the NCAA tournament and lost, bounced out early.
Bleh, bleh.
Yeah, I said bleh for the NIT.
See, here you go.
Bleh for
Nebraska will get shoved to Buffalo and have to play in the NCAA tournament in the first round. The interesting thing, though, is, Monty, as we watched the game last night on the Big Ten Network and then had ESPN on in the corner, now the Lunardi thing is just, like, updated constantly throughout the night. Nebraska went from the next four out. There's the field, the first four out, and now there's the next four out, which means you're in that 70 range. So Nebraska moved in to the first four out, but with the loss, they're actually one spot ahead of where they were to start the day yesterday. So Nebraska actually moved up one spot on the Lunardi ladder.
So that's not a bad loss.
It didn't kill them.
Well, no. The other thing is there's a lot of teams that are in Nebraska's shoes in that same, you know, the proverbial bubble teams. And so that it's going to be fluid. It's going to move up and down. You know, by the way, you bring up a great point. It's fun to speculate about all the bracket stuff. That's one of the – I love it. How accurate is Joe Lunardi? In other words, does anybody ever remember or care that when you go back you
spot
say
– on. He's spot on. He may not have the right region
right.
Or maybe miss some seeds. He's only missed like one team in 3 years.
Well, there you have it. Because I didn't know that.
68 for 68. Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, then I'll start paying more attention to
it. Is.
Okay. See, that's why I ask those questions. Listeners want to know that those stuff.
It's pretty incredible.
Okay.
It is actually mind-boggling how incredible it is. But he's basically using the formula that they say that they're using in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way he's going to miss is if it comes down to the 68th team on a coin flip, usually.
Right.
And I mean, you can talk about these bubble teams. Truth be told, when they come on with their special, and when they're talking the last 2 days, if there's 10 bubble teams, 8 of them aren't on the bubble. They're not on the bubble because
really.
There's only room for 68. They're not on the bubble. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's always our number. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1515, and you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Citadel baseball coach Fred Jordan, head coach Tri-City Storm Jim Holton. We've got a pretty open last segment of the show where we'll be talking a lot of basketball with the Lopers winning last night, the Broncos winning last night. We've got high school hoops girls and boys tonight. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's The Herd. You've probably heard the cost of a stamp just went up to 49 cents. but it didn't if you have Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you'll pay less for postage than you would at the post office. For first-class mail, priority mail, express packages, and more. Stamps.com is easy and convenient. Buy and print discounted stamps, shipping labels, and more using your own computer and your own printer. Not only will you save money with Stamps.com by not paying full price for postage, but you'll save time. Stamps.com always keeps the rates up to date, so you'll get the exact postage you need every time right from your desk, your office. Never go to the post office again. Right now, use my name, Colin, for Stamps.com special offer. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic top of the homepage and type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S. Go.
Lace him up.
Right away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer.
We'll see increasing cloud cover in our forecast today with highs near 20 degrees, and there is a slight chance for some snow or sleet tonight with low temperatures near 12. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky.
Right now it's 19 degrees.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry.
Danny Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Giudimani, Kratzenstein with you on this Thursday. Next to last day of February, there is no baseball to be played in the state of Nebraska. That's why we get out of the state of Nebraska. UNK is going to be going down to the home of Murray State Junior College. The softball team actually wiped out in Joplin, Missouri. But the baseball team, for the third consecutive weekend, is playing on the road like they're supposed to, but they are not playing where they're supposed to. So the baseball team goes to Tishomingo, Oklahoma,
sure,
for a four-game series with Southwest Baptist, while Nebraska is headed to South Carolina, where we hope things are a little bit better in this nationwide deep freeze, to take on a very respected program in the Citadel. And we are pleased to welcome the longtime head coach of the Citadel, Fred Jordan, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for the time and good morning.
Yeah, Doug, glad to do it. We're looking forward to the Cornhuskers coming in here this coming weekend.
Well, tell the fans, because the Citadel is brand new to Nebraska lore, and as much research as Husker fans do on everything, they want to know a little bit about the Citadel. You guys have a very good baseball program. You've done very well in conference play. You have been there guiding this program for a long time. What do the folks need to know about the Citadel?
Well, we're just, we try and be a ball club that's going to pitch and play defense, and we've got some speed at the top of our lineup. We've got a couple guys who've had good careers in the middle of our lineup. And, we're just trying to get better every day. We've played an extremely difficult schedule to this point, and we've had some success. And we're just trying to get ready for conference play. But obviously, I haven't looked at Nebraska in depth, but just glancing at it in preparation for this interview, it looks like Danner's got a really good ball club. In that, you get a win over Oregon State and win over Washington. That's some high-level competition. And, I'm sure we'll compete extremely hard, and they will too. And the great thing is I heard your reference to the weather. We got a beautiful weekend. It's going to be in the mid-60s tomorrow. It's going to be in the high 60s, low 70s Saturday, and going to be in the mid-70s on Sunday. So we're not going to be able to blame the weather on either one of us's performance.
Coach, first of all, that's just mean for you to say that because it's about 10 degrees here in Nebraska right now. But
I can hear you.
But nonetheless, hey, I had a question about approach. Do you approach a three-game series against a cross-regional rival differently than you would a tournament where you play three different teams like you do early in the season?
Yeah. No, not really. We're trying to, we have two more open weekends before we start conference play. And, obviously being a mid-major and an outstanding conference, that's our number one priority is conference play. But then again, we're trying to get to that, number 38, 39, 40 to where we don't have to win our league. And so we'll line out, we're pretty set with our Friday and Saturday guys. And then Sunday, we'll just kind of figure that out. We're still having what I call auditions for that slot right now. We'll address pretty much like we would a conference weekend. We're not going to pitch backwards or anything like that.
We're talking with Fred Jordan. He's the head baseball coach at the Citadel, who will be hosting Nebraska in a three-game set this weekend. You talked about your schedule. You had an early season win over a top 20 team in Louisville. You've played Ohio State out of the conference. You've played Oklahoma. You've seen Virginia Tech. How do you feel that your team has done now that they're 4-5 through the first nine games?
Well, I think, the opening weekend we played pretty well, and then Sunday we just got out-pitched against West Virginia. And then this past weekend down in Florida, we had a chance to win all three and did not. We had the winning run at the plate in all three games. And, we left 31 guys on base in that tournament last weekend. And hopefully we can start getting a timely hit or two and a few more two-out hits. That's been the thing we're emphasizing from an offensive standpoint. And then pitching-wise, we've gotten quality starts out of our one and two. And our back end of our bullpen's been pretty solid. And, again, we've got three or four top candidates for that three spot and four spot and five spot, and we'll just sift through that here the next week or two. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So right now I guess you say I'd give our club maybe a C-plus for where we're at.
For Husker fans that are going to be listening to the games on the radio, who should we listen for? You've got some, looking at your averages, you got some guys that are hitting the ball real well at this time.
We've got two speed guys at the top, and Mason Davis and Houston Armstrong, and both of them are your typical, college leadoff type hitters. And then Bo Thompson is in the middle of our lineup, and he competed in Omaha last year in the home run derby contest, and hit the furthest home run out there, and I think he finished third or fourth. And, he's a big bat for us. And we've got, three or four experienced hitters in that, 4-5-6 slot, and hopefully they can, get hot. And then from a pitching standpoint, Logan Cribb will go Friday night. Out of the bullpen, Skylar Hunter's our closer. He's got a really electric arm. And then we've got two veteran setup guys in Zach Sherrill and Ross White from a right-left standpoint. So that'll be some names that'll be on the radio, I hope, because if you're using your back end of your bullpen in the closer, that means you're in the game in the late innings.
Yeah, Coach, I wanted to ask you a little more about Skylar. He's one of your three first-team preseason all-conference selections here. Always nice to have a closer.
In college baseball, those who have a back-end bullpen, as we call it, to where you got a chance to control in 7, 8, 9. That's when the games are won. When you have great competition, normally games are won in innings 7, 8, and 9. And so we're trying to control those innings with Skylar and some other guys. But yeah, Skylar's he's got a chance to keep improving and maybe be a pretty good draft one day.
Fred Jordan just with us for another couple seconds here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head baseball coach of the Citadel. You're also picked to finish second in your conference. The Southern Conference has always had some pretty good baseball. What's the level look like this year for you guys?
The same. I mean, you look at our league, Western Carolina went to Mississippi State and won game one of that series. Georgia Southern took two out of three from Georgia, beat Georgia Tech at home. Obviously we were successful against Virginia Tech and Louisville that first weekend, and College of Charleston took two out of three from the University of North Carolina. Our league is it's pretty deep and pretty talented. So it's Western Carolina, ourselves, Georgia Southern, Elon took a game from NC State, I believe, and there's five or six teams in this league that can represent our league in regional play and hopefully super regional play this coming year.
Coach, what's it mean to have a BCS school come to your place in non-conference play?
It's great. You know, I mean, this year's schedule is kind of, you know, stockpiled at the top with BCS opponents, and it was just one of those years where it all come together. And so, yeah, it's good for our fans. We have a great fan base for a mid-major program. We got good weather. We'll have good crowds, and you know, so we like to, you know, play top competition. And Nebraska was in here a few years ago with Joby Chamberlain, and so they know where Charleston's at. Kansas State, we play them about every other year. And there's a lot of, you know, Big 12, Big 10 schools that like to come south early. And our administration does a great job supporting our program. And our game administrators do a great job of running our tournament. So hopefully we'll continue to do the same thing.
Fred Jordan, head baseball coach at the Citadel. Last question I got for you, Coach, because the Citadel is more than just sports. So what's it like for a student athlete going to a school like the Citadel?
Well, the Citadel is a, you know, we're a liberal arts institution that is set up in a military environment. About 28 to 30% of our student body enters the military, but our degree is rated by USA Today as the number one education in the country from a cost efficiency standpoint. So we're great academically. Freshman year is a little bit challenging with the military system, but you know. We're still going to try and go out from a baseball standpoint and represent. But, yeah, our guys are true student athletes, no doubt.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to some great baseball this weekend, and we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Best of luck this season.
Thank you very much, Doug. We definitely will need it.
All right, take care, buddy. Head coach Fred Jordan of the Citadel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That guy sounds like a coach. He's got that southern drawl. He's got that deep voice. That's what I want.
Over
that's
20
what my baseball
years
coaches sound like. Yo, he's legendary down there.
Yeah, he's got some really good teams. They have done some good things. They have made postseason play. Yep. This will not be easy for Nebraska this weekend. This will not be easy. 2-1, I would check up a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And or, you know, great always, but 2-1, I wouldn't scoff at 2-1 at all.
No, they've got a good program, and they always seem to have. When you look at them, they always seem to have one guy that comes in and throws a lot of zeros on the board. I mean, they always have a pitcher that'll come in and give them a start that'll go 7-8 innings. It seems like he talked about the back end of this bullpen that is pretty good, but they're going to have to hit it this weekend.
Well, their starter Logan Cribb has thrown a few strikeouts. He's getting a strikeout per inning early on this season. We will be back on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey. They finally get to play some more home hockey games this weekend. They have been on the road so much lately. Jim Holton will join us to talk about what's in store for the stretch run, plus a lot of high school and college basketball talk when we come back.
Hi, it's the Herd. You've probably heard the cost of a stamp just went up to 49 cents. But it didn't if you have Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you'll pay less for postage than you would at the post office. For first-class mail, priority mail, express packages, and more. Stamps.com is easy and convenient. Buy and print discounted stamps, shipping labels, and more using your own computer and your own printer. Not only will you save money with Stamps.com by not paying full price for postage, but you'll save time. Stamps.com always keeps the rates up to date, so you'll get the exact postage you need every time right from your desk, your office. Never go to the post office again. Right now, use my name, Colin, for Stamps.com special offer. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic top of the homepage and type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance. and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see increasing cloud cover in our forecast today with highs near 20 degrees, and there is a slight chance for some snow or sleet tonight with low temperatures near 12. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 19 degrees.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Giudimani, Kratzenstein with you. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You don't even have to spend money on coolers. You just open the door. You set it all outside.
That's the big selling point this point.
There you go. What do you make? And Monty, I want to throw this one out at you because I kind of went off on this one yesterday.
You going off?
Yeah, what? Well, when I'm upset, I'm upset. That's all there is to it. What do you make of the Big Ten thinking about playing Friday night football games?
Ah, it's the greatest. I love it. This is perfect.
You heard the show, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But, you know, what are we going to do? Do we get a vote? Do you and I get a vote?
No, I think you do.
Okay.
I'll vote,
and I vote no. Let's leave it for the high school kids. Let's leave it to traditional. Let's not play Friday night games in the Big Ten. Move on. Next.
Here's something I think, Monty. Absolutely. I think if the fans of the Big Ten, one way or the other, come out and voice their opinion, I think the Big Ten listens. I think this is one of the deals where the finances aren't great enough to make this move.
Right.
For Friday night.
This is not a moneymaker. I agree.
62% said bad idea. 38% said good idea. We should have put horrendous idea, fireable offense by the commissioner idea.
I wish you'd have more of an opinion about things, Doug. You're always on the fence.
Here's the deal, Monty. They're more than opinions. They're like fact. They're like right. They're like correct all the time.
Here we go.
Can we get
some guys that know something in here, please?
I don't know nothing. It's about, you know, when I'm intimidated by people that know more about a sport like hockey, I wait. Who deserves to be ranked number one in college basketball? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. Basically, Wichita State or somebody else? Florida, Arizona, Syracuse. Who you got?
Somebody else. Not Wichita State. Great season. You can't rank. They are not the best team in the country. You can't rank them that way.
Syracuse was the best team in the country. I think something's going on there. They have hit the wall. They will not win the national title. They will not be the number one team. That's unfortunate. You see it so often by these big-time BCS schools that go the longest before losing. And then when they do lose, it's so late in the season that then they don't have time to get over their problems.
House of cards.
Arizona, Florida. I want to say Syracuse because I think they've played in the best conference and have played the best competition. Everybody loves Florida, so they're on board there. And to be 15-0 in conference is something. So who deserves to be ranked? That's the question. It's Florida. Yeah. Vote now at ESPN.
You know what's great?
It
doesn't matter because there's March Madness and there's a term at the end.
It does matter. What else would we talk about on these shows?
Hockey.
Tri-City Storm.
How's that for a segue?
He wants us to play the Canadian National Anthem. That's all he wants.
We probably should.
Over and over again.
Oh, my God.
Actually, just twice.
The gold medalists in Olympic hockey, the NHL back underway, but the Tri-City Storm never took any time off. So how much Olympic hockey did you actually get to watch, or is that DVR'd for the bus during these road trips?
Well, I'd love to show the game on the bus, but we got to see quite a bit of it. Probably the best game I've watched in a long time was that U.S.-Russia game. Terrific game. We were on the road, but our whole team watched it over breakfast. And because of the coverage worldwide, we got to see quite a bit of it. And from a hockey perspective, as a fan, it was absolutely terrific.
Olympic hockey.
We did good up to that point. And by we, I mean the United States.
You know what I like is the fact that he brought that the good part of it. He isn't like you and always dwells on the negative. We have some optimism here in the studio, and I like it. Let's talk to him some more.
I haven't been accused of that in a long time.
This last
Tiger
time I was
Woods
here.
Was won over today. There, optimistic. What is that? I don't know. How are the Storm doing? We're hitting that home stretch. You made some trades. You've been banged up. That was a couple, 3 weeks ago when you got onto this long road trip, and now you get to play seven straight at home. You've got another weekend on the road, but you get to stay at home for the rest of the season, basically. How's the team doing coming off that long road swing?
Not very good. The road wasn't very kind to us. We limped into it with injuries. We got worse as the road went along. You know, and deep down we knew this was a byproduct that could possibly happen with our trades. So collectively we've lost some confidence. So the fact that we're going to run most of the gamut here at home is a good sign for us. You know, we've started to be a very good team in the Viero Events Center. Despite the loss the other night, I thought we played a very good game. Back-to-back with Lincoln was two very good games. Second time this year we went into Lincoln and won in a hostile environment. So we have to end on a good note. We have to give our fans a reason to come back. You know, we have to, again, set the template for what we're going to be moving forward.
These trades, some of the recent trades, were made outside the USHL. You were getting guys from other leagues, which is rare for the Storm, and I think that just comes with the contacts you have. Can you just kind of explain, is that not knowing the USHL as well as you would like to, or is that knowing these guys you're getting, or just maybe fill us in on why that was different than what we've seen in the past, which could be a good thing considering what we've seen.
Sure, but born out of necessity more than anything. We after we had made some of the big trades, we ran into some injuries, which you don't see. We had two season-ending injuries, which forced more moves. We lost Nolan Abel, a young centerman, to season-ending shoulder surgery, a labrum tear. And then, ironically, we had another defenseman, Sean Lang, go down with a torn labrum in his hip. Both were acquired surgery and were done. Happened within a week. Injuries are part of the game, but then that forced us just prior to the deadline to reach out and make some moves. With Lang going down, we knew all along we wanted to add one more defenseman. With Lang went down, all of a sudden the mandate was to add two. The difficulty at the deadline was supply and demand, a lot more demand than supply. A bunch of teams looking for USHL experienced defensemen. There was only maybe two on the market, and the price was way out of our range. So out of necessity, we had to reach down to the North American League, did a bunch of research there, ended up bringing two guys in.
Jim Holton, head coach, Tri-City Storm, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to go to Lincoln on Friday, and then they return home for Fargo Saturday night, and then the one of the very rare non-weekend Friday-Saturday games, a Sunday matinee at 3:05. Finally, I mean, we had these long runs. You seem to play, we've talked about the schedule, nobody seems to ever be satisfied with the schedule. You kind of play one team a whole bunch, then you never see them again. Right now you're in that playing Lincoln a whole bunch mode, and we don't want to see them anymore, although they're competitive games. Then Fargo, you're going to see quite a bit here before the end of the season.
Yeah, a real contrast, and I think we have probably beat the schedule issue to death, but it does seem strange. And even talking to the Lincoln coach, he said, well, I guess we'll see you again Friday night, again. But then we go completely the opposite to Fargo, we haven't seen all year, and we're going to jam four games with them in a matter of 3 weeks. So it is peculiar, but that it is what it is. That's out of our control. And as coaches, you always preach to your players to control what you can control and not worry about it. I mean, and we try to concentrate on our game no matter who we're playing. So the fact that we're playing Lincoln Friday night for the third time should make it easier in preparation.
You talk about preparation, you talk about the big picture and the process. What's your goals for the next 2 weeks? Because, you know, we all have this big picture thing. What do you want to get better at in the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, as you know, in the coaching world, the management hat loves to talk about the big picture. The coaching hat, big picture, lasts about 2 weeks. So I understand what you're getting at. And I want to end on a not just a winning note, but on a significant winning note. So we have 13 games left. I want a minimum 9 wins. And that's a grandiose statement, probably, when you look at our overall record. But when you break down who we're playing, and we're not playing the Waterloos anymore, we're not playing the Indianas, so we can't have any crutch of saying, well, look at their record. What I want to do is establish the foundation for this team moving forward. We're going to start to see a lot of our affiliate players coming in over the next month, so we want them to get into an atmosphere where there's a demand on you to perform and perform to an expectation that's going to produce wins.
Jim Holton, head coach, Tri-City Storm, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back to the players, the new guys that you've brought in, who is done what you wanted to do. And I don't mean to point out, but somebody always kind of sets themselves apart and gets it, adapts to the culture and plays well right out of the gate.
Well, I think the guy who stepped in the most and made the impact right away is Connor Velasano, who came from Sioux Falls, one of our first trades. And we knew him very well. We had scouted him a lot. He was playing a fairly prominent role, but in a different situation with Sioux Falls. He was more of a checking centerman on a third-line role. We've kind of elevated his game or put him into a situation where he's more of an offensive guy, and he's really starting to flourish. I think the big thing that's helped him is he has a lot more experience in the league than some of the other fellows that have come in. The two young defensemen that came from the North American League, and Hutton and Gardner, it was a brutal baptism by fire when your first game, you get off the plane and you have to step onto an Olympic-sized ice surface against the best team in the league in Waterloo, followed up by a trip into Indiana. So they've done a very good job of adapting. They bring a great work ethic to our team. But if I had to pick one, it'd be Velasano.
And when you're on the ice practicing right now to bring it home, what are the things that you're working on at this point in the season?
Well, the one thing when you make as number of trades that we did, because you lose your collective identity, and we have to get back to that. When we were on a roll, we were a team that was a heavy forecheck. We cycled. We played a lot of zone time in the other team's end. We've lost that a little bit, but more importantly, I think we've lost our group confidence. So that's what we're working a lot on. We're trying to hammer on our systems. We want to maintain a consistent expectation level in terms of work ethic, which our guys have been pretty good at. But now what happens is when you trade some of your top producers, you're asking other guys to step up, and their confidence to be a top guy isn't quite there. So you're trying to learn on the run. So that's been a lot of it, is just opening things up offensively, continuing to tweak things defensively, but really trying to accentuate the positive.
Go ahead, Monty.
I love it. See, that's me, Doug. That's positive. And that you answered that question, but that's what I was going to ask you is, how do you instill confidence when you aren't winning games? Because that's the most difficult thing. And I think because naturally as a coach, so much of the time you focus on the negative and what we need to do better. You know, talk about that just a second.
Yeah, I find my positive vibes work good in practice. I struggle sometimes in the games, to be quite honest with you, to maintain the positive. But what we try to do is when the emotion kind of drains out of the system, and during the week we have a bit of a process with our video, we'll try to pull positive clips out of our identity, out of our systems, and then we kind of break our practices down into themes, which a lot of the different sports do. But if we're going to work on our forecheck, we'll pull a couple positive clips. Here's what we're looking for, you know. And then we have an identity tape that we keep going, and we really try to do that. And again, if we do need to do the negative, we'll try to do it in a private setting. And again, my voice is fairly loud in games, so I think they have a pretty good understanding sometimes of the negativity there. So I have to make sure that as an individual, I counterbalance that. But collectively, and getting back to your point, when you're not winning games, we have to go back to some other controllable elements rather than the win or the loss. So for us, we've talked a lot about shots on net, limiting scoring chances against, and we try to build a picture that, hey, when we do these things, we have success. It doesn't mean you're going to win every night, but you're going to win more times than not.
Little things take care of big things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So many coaches in the room.
Oh, I love it. I can learn so much from these hockey guys.
Well, you guys talk amongst yourself. I want to get a couple of questions over here to Jared Shaffron of Voice of the Storm, because, Jared, when there's things going on at home, when we're playing at home, there's more things going on than just hockey. What do we got this weekend?
We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Obviously, the Sunday game is a little bit different, so it's more of a Sunday fun day is what we're calling it. But we'll start with Saturday first. Saturday night against Fargo is going to be Country. I Love Country Night, featuring bacon and beer specials. So specials in each concession stand on different bacon items. I think we have chocolate covered bacon. We've got bacon wrapped hot dogs.
Whose idea was this? Whose idea?
Who do I need
to send an email to say that they are the greatest person in the world?
It's a lot of people love the bacon idea. So we got a lot of different bacon specials, and there's
not
some different
run out of bacon. Don't
different
entice
beer specials
me with
too.
Bacon.
Yeah. I've got buddies that are cardiologists too, so they like it. They like it as well.
Yeah, well, we'll see everyone else on Sunday at 3 o'clock after all the bacon. Yeah. See how everyone's holding up from that. So that's the theme. There's going to be actually a chance to donate some money to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And the winning – so each player will have a carton. And so you can chuck some money into the carton for which player you want to see sing a country karaoke song after the game as well. So that's going to be on Saturday night.
Does Greg Shea have a bucket?
No. Greg would probably do it without the donation. He loves it.
I know.
This is the second time in the show I thought of something to say, and I did not say it. So I just want you to know.
Have I mentioned that I'm glad your filter works most of the time?
I was just trying to think, who would Greg Shave country artist be? And no. But then Sunday, what have we got?
Sunday is an ice cream social before the game. So we're going to have free ice cream for everybody who shows up before the game. It's a very kid-oriented game. There's bouncy houses. It's Sunday fun day. There's face painting. There's a lot of different opportunities to get your kids out there on a day game. No football anymore on Sunday. So pretty much just a Sunday afternoon tilt against Fargo. And we're hoping we get a couple wins this weekend against a Fargo team that's at the bottom of the standings.
What else we got coming up here in the near future for Storm High?
We've got Superhero Night, which is going to be on March 15th. And the big thing with Superhero Night is actually the new Captain America movie is coming out soon. And we actually have Captain America coming to the game, Marvel comic approved Captain America. It's the real deal Captain America that's coming in on March 15th, so that'll be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's different than the costume that you wear sometimes on Saturday evenings when you go out.
Doug, do you want to put on the Batman suit for Superhero Night?
It's the approved.
It'd be better than Robin. Well, your superhero would be what? You know, with that bald thing going, you look a lot like Lex Luthor. Your personality has nothing to do with that, but you can pull that off, and he's not a superhero.
I'll come back with my favorite superhero. That's probably a little embarrassing to say it out loud.
Wonder Woman? No? No? You can pull that off, too. Don't forget, folks, you can hear Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and go out and see the Storm. They're going to be home a ton over the next month. Have a lot of fun this weekend with the Country Night on Saturday and ice cream on Sunday. Family-oriented every time out at the Tri-City Storm. Jared, Jim, best of luck, and thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And he's humming the Canadian National Anthem on
his
way.
He should be proud. I love
Captain America. I thought that was Parise.
You know, I guess here's something I never really thought of. All superheroes, I just assumed, were United States of America, but they're probably not. I mean, does Canada have a superhero that's just Canadian?
Wayne Gretzky.
Well, I was going to say Sidney Crosby with a couple goals. We won't go there.
We're back with more after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving big on the right oil is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter for just $22.99. Or, if your car's over 75,000 miles, you can step it up to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just $2 more. So step in to Advance Auto Parts and save on whichever oil you need. Either way, just get to stepping.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Friends don't let friends take their life in their hands.
Oh, half-price sushi.
Friends don't let friends put their foot in their mouth.
Dearly beloved.
Wait! Don't do it!
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke. Especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing. The Enjoy King. So for everything friends do, return the favor. Give them an Enjoy King electronic cigarette. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at Enjoy.com.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. Hey, Central Nebraska, this is Greg Sharp. You can't turn back the clock, so don't wait. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Johnson's team of designers will meet your needs and exceed your expectations, whether residential or commercial, with a vast array of landscaping options. Stay ahead of the clock. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape now or on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, and I'm inviting you to join me out here in the Tri-Cities this week as I make my rounds and talk about the 2014 Husker recruiting class and preview spring practice. On Thursday, I'll move the show over to Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. That event starts at 6 o'clock. I hope to see you all out this week in the Tri-Cities as we talk some Husker recruiting and preview the upcoming spring.
We'll see increasing cloud cover in our forecast today with highs near 20 degrees, and there is a slight chance for some snow or sleet tonight with low temperatures near 12. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky.
Right now it's 19 degrees.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Gooda, Lonnie Kratzenstein. Here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where the President's Day sale continues throughout the month of February. Stop in and see the very best on Chevrolet products at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The Chevy Silverado will get you through any kind of weather that we have, whether it's nice and styling and showing off and working hard in the summer when you're out in the field, or if it's just getting through the snow and the ice and the drifts and the jams and making sure that you and your family are safe during the winter. That's all there for you. The President's Day sale going on at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget, you can see their complete inventory online as well, which is awesome to do this time of the year from the comfort of your home or office at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Okay, your favorite superhero was who?
Batman.
Okay.
It's too ordinary, but you could actually believe that you could be Batman with all those gadgets. You know, Superman, you know, that's or Aquaman, what's that all about? But
can't swim anyway, so no, Aquaman's out.
But Batman, you know, he had that belt, he had that stuff. You could be Batman.
Superman. What do you mean? You never tried to fly like Superman?
No.
On the farm, jump off something, and then just, you know, you land in the pile of corn or hay?
We worked on the farm, Doug. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know about playing and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, Swede. Yeah. Whatever. And then, of course, if it's country night, you would be who?
I like Toby Keith.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I like Toby Keith.
Okay.
I always have been a Toby Keith fan. He kind of went a little bit south.
Do you own a cowboy hat?
No, I'm a boots guy.
I'm just asking.
I don't. I'm a boots guy. You know, I'm
I got
a boots and jeans guy. That's really the only reason I took this new job is because they let me wear boots and jeans. And they let me drive a pickup. I mean, they don't even pay me. I just.
The smell of diesel. It's all good.
Exactly.
Let's get to a couple of other things that we want to talk about, including UNK basketball. Just fans, so you kind of know what's going on out there. The regular season home finale is tomorrow night, and they will be taking on at 5-7 Central Oklahoma. The men, good balanced effort again last night. They hit the boards hard, 84-65 win over Northeastern State. They are now tied with Washburn for 7th in the league. 12 teams make the postseason conference tournament. The top four will get first-round byes. If you're 5-8, you're going to get to host a first-round game, which would be Tuesday, and the Lopers are sitting good there and can clinch that up if they can beat Central Oklahoma tomorrow. For the women, they're just trying to get in the tournament. Big win last night, 61-58 over Northeastern State. There's a three-way tie for 11th, so they're really going to need one more win when they host Central Oklahoma on Friday night. So that's all coming up for the Lopers. And then Monday would be the turnaround game for the Loper women, and they would be on the road. Hastings College men, boy, there was some really close games and competitive games in the GPAC conference last night. In fact, a three-point, I'm looking here, 5 in overtime. We had a 3, a 4, and an overtime game in the GPAC men. And Hastings won, Brady Lohman with 34. But what would have been nice is if Dort would have got upset. They were the number one seed, and they had to go to overtime to win 105-100. It's not the point about playing number one. It's that Hastings would have then got to be at home against Northwestern of Iowa for a women's men's doubleheader. But instead, they go to Dort, and that's a Saturday at 3. And Dakota Wesleyan did pull the upset of Midland, and they will play at Morningside at 3. Then on the women's side, the top four seeds advanced on. A couple of them, though, were pretty close. Hastings was not. They avenged the loss to Dome, and Northwestern beat Briar Cliff. Morningside rolled Dakota Wesleyan, and then somehow Concordia beat Midland, Monty Kratzenstein.
I'm loving Concordia. You know I have a vested interest in Concordia, right?
Rumor has it.
Well, my niece played there for 4 years, and she's done now, and my other niece is a freshman there. Happened to hit the shot at the buzzer in regulation to put it into overtime. And by the way, Bailey Morris, do you know that name?
Yeah. She's tearing it up. She was the National Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago when she set the school record with 45 points in a game against Northwestern, who was the number one seed in the tournament.
She only went for 35 and 9 assists. And I think 4 steals and 3 steals and 4 rebounds or whatever. Anyway, they're fun to watch. And that's good basketball in that conference. You know it. but I've known it over the last few years just watching it. That's fun basketball to watch. They score some points. They get up and down. And they've had some injuries too. You know, Hastings men have had a couple of injuries that have certainly cost them. Concordia women, Hastings women are right there in the mix. It's good basketball.
You never did mention your niece's name, even though I know who it is. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, no. Yeah. She probably isn't listening. She's probably in class because she's a lot better student than I was. Uh-huh. Shelby Quinn.
Yeah. There you go. Big win last night. So Concordia is at Northwestern, and Hastings will host Morningside. And then those games are all Saturday. The championships are scheduled for Tuesday in the GPAC. And maybe one more Hastings win. If they can upset Dort, that probably would punch their ticket to the national tournament. Kearney girls play Bellevue East tonight at Bellevue for a trip to the state tournament. We had Coach Boyd on yesterday. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. They've won 12 of their last 13. Sounds like it comes down to guard play. If Kearney can handle the ball and not turn it over, they're going to have an excellent chance.
And Bellevue East has always, over the years, has thrived on guard play and thrived on the fact that they're going to pressure and transition. So, yep, those guards are going to have a challenge, but should be a pretty close game. Should have a good shot.
Some people brought this up to me last night, and I don't, and you will chuckle at this. I don't like to harp on the negative. Especially though, when it comes to the, I mean, I'll hammer the pros. That's fine. That's a different thing. That's a way of life. That's what, you know, you're out there trying at high school, but you were around the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can answer this question. Why are the bad teams in the Metro so horrifically bad? Is it simply because of where they can choose to go play and you know where those places are for each and every sport, or there are other reasons for that?
There's a long answer to a short question, but I'll try to condense it. It's under the category of the rich get richer, and unfortunately that's the way it is. The way that I believe, the way that the transfer rules are at OPS, and that's a whole different topic for another time. But if you look at those rosters and guys that transfer and the amount of flat out, and I'll say it, the amount of recruiting, and you have to go out and you have to recruit kids at a young age in junior high and camps and that sort of thing. It just happens. It's not illegal in that the way they do it. In other words, it's an open enrollment sort of a system. And so what happens, and you start to win, and then the best kids want to play at that school. And it's very difficult for some of those schools that don't have the tradition or don't have the natural talent there, it's tough for them to compete. And it's not very good basketball, Doug. And I will absolutely agree with you. I talked to one of my buddies who's a foremost expert in Metro basketball this year. And he said there's some of the worst basketball in the Metro. Now, some of those teams at the top obviously are pretty good. But he said there's some of the worst basketball you've ever seen in the Metro. And he says a lot of it is because of that. The rich get richer. The other kids, they don't play as much anymore because they aren't going to win, and so they aren't going to compete, and it's just hard to get those kids out at basketball some schools. Which brings us to Bruce Chubbuck Sr. at Omaha South and what he has done, because for a while that school was not very good. Now, how did he do it? He got kids to come there.
Well, yeah, that's the bottom line.
He got kids to come there, and he built it that way, and that's the way you have to do it. When you're in the OPS system.
Some of these kids that go to college have already been through the recruiting system, so it's not a shock to them. And, I mean, there's no shock. Omaha Bryan's girls are one of those teams that we're talking about. And there was even a story that the Omaha World Herald did talking. I mean, because when it's talked about so much, I mean, this is a basketball team, and if I'm scanning this right, they went 0-23. They lost to Bellevue West, who is number one in this Serpentine system. They had to play the best team in the districts. They lost 69-8 on Tuesday night. They never scored. They went 0-23 and never scored more than 17 points in any of those 23 ball games. I mean, some people, smaller town people, can make fun of Class A, and the Class A can always make fun of the D2 schools. But you never like to see that.
It's terrible. It's terrible for everybody. It's terrible for the school. It's terrible for those kids. It's just a bad situation. And I don't know. I don't have a magic wand. I don't know what you could do about it, but I also remember the Omaha Bryan in the 90s with Risha Bristol winning the state championship.
Yeah, you know, that's the amazing thing.
And Nikki Toussaint and those, but did those kids, I don't know if those were Omaha Bryan kids. You know, they might have been going to a different junior high and going there just for whatever reason too. I don't know that, but
well,
it's too bad.
There are some schools out there, boys and girls, that, you know, a couple of years ago, Omaha Northwest, horrid. And now they're starting to win basketball games again. So it can happen. It can turn around. Mm-hmm. And I guess that can be that. The thing that's weird, when you talk to small schools, it's going to go up and down. I mean, Pleasanton, great example. How long have they been good? Then they hit a dry spell. Then they're going to be good again. And that's simply a numbers game there. I mean, it's not like Class A where you have a pool to choose from. You work with what you've got.
And a lot of the families aren't moving in and out of that town either. So it cycles in, frankly, with the genetics of that family and how many kids they have. And, you know, you don't have business and industry that are moving kids in and out. You don't have other options as far as going to school. So they don't have much control over that.
I mean, when I first moved here, Ravenna was winning two ball games a year, girls and boys. And mm-hmm. now look at how their program is. So it does happen. Some people don't want to hear that it can happen and that it should be that way one way or the other, especially if you're successful every year. But anyway, get back on track here. Class B girls tonight, two games at Grand Island Senior High in the B5. Northwest will play Aurora. Hastings will take on Holdridge. And then, folks, if you're looking for something to do tonight, I know it's a little – go watch. There's some great basketball tonight on the boys' side as well. Adams Central Central Catholic, that's at Northwest. Gibbon Kearney Catholic at Kearney High, that'll be on Classic Hits 98.9. Cozad Chase County is out at Sutherland. Sutton Thayer Central's at Fillmore Central. Donovan Trumbull Hastings St. Cecilia, going to be another outstanding game in Minden tonight. We'll have it on the Breeze 94.5. Ravenna and Ord will play at Broken Bow. Shelton and Heartland Lutheran is at St. Cecilia. Here on ESPN, the third meeting of the year between Elm Creek and Overton. That's going to be great basketball. Cambridge Alma's at Southern Valley. And at Adams Central, it'll be Kennesaw, Lawrence, Nelson. All those games tip at 7, while Bertrand, Elwood, and Bertrand is pretty banged up right now. You hate to see that when you've got the number one seed, and then all of a sudden you got injuries and illness and a variety of things. But that's at 6 at Lexington tonight.
A lot of good games. A lot of good rivalries. Yeah. You look at the teams that have played each other multiple times over the years and fan bases that – like to get after each other a little bit and maybe get after the officials a little bit. I can take it from that standpoint. There's a little bit of excitement in the gym this time of year.
And state diving is underway today. The swimming portion begins tomorrow. We talked about this yesterday. Alicia Fleer, Kelsey Cooper of Kearney for the girls. For Hastings, Carlos Roca, Jameson Cockrell, and Kaz Star Shavira from Hastings are on the boys' side. Nebraska and Creighton Volleyball are going to help out the community of Wayne. They're going to play a spring game up there. The tornado that ripped through their community last October destroyed a lot of things, and they're going to get some money together from this spring game to help the Wayne Summer Sports Complex. And if you are a crazy Nebraska or Creighton volleyball fan, that is on the 26th of April. You can go to the Wayne State College website for more information. And UNK softball canceled for the weekend. We talked about baseball, where they are going. Monty, anything else before we get out of here today?
Fun time of year. District basketball, wrestling's over. We didn't get to talk too much
duels.
About that.
It ain't over.
I set that up for you.
We got the duels on Saturday, and we got the first four rounds here on ESPN, the last two on Classic Hits, and then Kearney High basketball here on ESPN on Saturday. So it's not over. UNK hosting it for the second straight year.
I might go down there.
Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Amherst, Central City, Shelton, Kennesaw. Got a lot of area teams that are going to be competing, and we'll be covering them all. So we will talk more about that tomorrow. Jimmy Lankin will be in as our co-host. I want to thank Jim Halton and Jared Shaffron from the Tri-City Storm for coming in and being part of the show today. Also to the head baseball coach at the Citadel, Fred Jordan. If you miss any of our programs, any of our interviews, or just want to hear them again, they're there for you. On our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Weeks, days, months of podcasts are up, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And don't forget tonight, Sean Callahan is at Cunningham's upstairs in the Loft. Prime rib and shrimp dinner. Please stop by or call Cunningham's today so that they know you're coming and they can reserve your spot. It's $20 per person or a table of 6 for 100. You eat at 6. The show will start at around 6:45 tonight with Sean Callahan. Stop by Cunningham's this evening, and we will see you tomorrow. Monty Kratzenstein, stay positive, my friend.
Always.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Dummy!
time you do that again.
Game over.